Hi, it's Bonnie Simmons, and this is the coordinating committee meeting for January 26th. And let's take some roll. Wendy?
Here.
Jamie?
Here.
Sherry?
Present.
Nia?
Present.
And I'm here, Bonnie. Anybody else come on the call since then? All right, well, I think we can do this. Five is quorum. And I apologize that I have just sent you out another rough agenda that Sherry and I hashed together. Today has not been a particularly easy day for me. So please accept my apology for it being so late. Are there agenda items that people want to discuss? Other
question?
Than the agenda for the meeting this weekend?
What, you sent it just now?
I sent it to you on the Gmail account because I can't send to you on the
Oh, internet. Right. Oh, thank you. Oh, that's helpful because, yeah, I have to go somewhere else for that. Good, okay.
And mine is still being filtered, Bonnie, so I haven't gotten it yet. So.
It
takes an hour to get it.
Oh, really?
No.
I guess we'll read it out to you. I'm sorry, I didn't know that. Let's just wait for Wendy to see if she can find it.
I've got it.
Okay, cool. There's nothing out, nowhere else I can send it, right, Nia?
No, just go ahead.
You
can read it, please.
All right.
Are
there other things that we should be attending to on this meeting besides the agenda for the in-person?
The minutes? Do we have minutes?
Pardon?
Do we have minutes?
Do we have minutes from the last coordinating call? Was I kind of taking minutes and sharing at the same time on the last one?
Yeah.
Or was anybody else taking minutes? I have a feeling no. I mean, yes and no.
I don't recall saying that I would take minutes at the same time. It seems like maybe somebody else did. Although I do seem to have sent you all the notes back.
Yeah.
And have sent out all the... I guess all we dealt with was the upcoming meeting.
Yeah, the minutes say we talked about the meeting.
So I guess everything that I sent out with the list of board members and the first attempt at a draft is the minutes from the last meeting.
Yep, that sounds logical.
Okay, let me just get the new agenda. Hold on. Sorry, I have to go to it because I didn't put my name on it, so.
You know, Bonnie, the only other question I have is about the board books, or in particular, information about finances and Arbitrons. I guess you all are aware we really haven't had very much information about, at least my station, BAI's financial performance so far, which, of course, is a big concern.
Well, financial report, I don't know who exactly is going to deliver it. In terms of the Arbitrons, I've requested them and that they be included in the board book, the most recent one.
Okay. Cool. And, do you know if the financial, if the statements in the board books include, like, actuals for BAI?
Well, they should. I'll check.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess, you know, if they're there, that makes it a lot more helpful. I don't know. I don't understand why we haven't gotten them yet. It's sort of
when does Lynn come back from vacation?
She's back.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
All right. Now, Sherry, you've been kind of dealing with Christine, right?
Mm-hmm.
She
had an emergency with her child.
I saw that.
Are they okay?
Maybe no, maybe yes. I think one of the kids was rushed to the hospital with pneumonia or something.
Oh.
Yeah, not good. But I know that she had put out a request to everyone, as she has done in the past, for
report. Welcome to your conference.
Ooh,
powered
sorry.
By Ring 2. Enter an access code.
Sorry, that's me. I'm switching phones. Sorry about that, folks. Sorry.
Maybe we can get an update at least from Christine as to who has submitted reports.
She put out a request for reports for what? I didn't hear you.
She put out her, I think she was putting out a request to all of the GMs and committee heads are usually asked to submit a report.
Yes, she did. The request to the GMs went out.
She'd probably remind them.
What's the deadline,
Sherry?
The deadline is, I think, Wednesday, because I'm carrying the books Thursday morning.
You're carrying them?
In my car.
She's going to drive.
I'm going to drive.
That's cool.
This is Ethea. Just come on.
Hi. Okay.
Hi.
Okay, so Sherry's taking the board books down. It sounds like you, Sherry, have already put forward asking about the Arbitrons and the financial reports for the book.
Yes, I will send out another request now to her and to the GMs. I'll copy all of them.
If their deadline's going to be Wednesday, it should probably be Wednesday at noon or something, because there has to, it, you know, it takes a while to compile these board books.
Yeah.
Wednesday's Bonnie, pretty late.
Pardon?
Bonnie, this is Nia.
Hi, Nia.
What about the auditor's report for Saturday?
Oh, okay.
Is the auditor coming to the meeting?
Yes, he is.
Yes? Okay, great.
Hold on. Let me just print this so I can make changes as we go.
While Bonnie's typing, can I ask Nia a question?
Yes.
Is the audit done? Can we get a copy of this report?
I've written to him twice now asking him for it, and okay. I haven't gotten an answer. Well, all the stations didn't, you know, they haven't submitted everything that they needed, so it's not quite finished.
Okay, well, if, you know, there's any way we can get it before we get there, I know you'll be working on
that. That was the whole idea.
Yeah.
That was the whole idea.
I know. Bonnie,
I'm sorry? That's what I've done for the past 2 years, but this, you know, stations weren't submitting what they needed to submit, so it's late.
All right, where do you think we can stick the audit report?
I think it should really come. Wow. I noticed it's usually on Saturdays, like after lunch. So usually the financial stuff and the audit stuff are usually done consecutively. It doesn't matter who go first, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, what we tried to do is to set this up so that we were not breaking public session for executive sessions.
Yeah, that's good.
So I flipped everything so that the executive session on Saturday was in the evening.
That makes sense.
Now we do have 4 to 6 for finance.
Yeah. I think that he should be included in there somewhere.
Okay.
How long do you think it will take?
It's usually they do about, depending on the amount of questions, they usually like about a half an hour, 45 minutes or so.
Well, okay.
But the thing is getting it to us so we could look at it.
Right.
So I wrote to him again this evening asking him where it is, and it's not like him not to respond, so I don't know what's going on. But then I did get an email here from, I guess, his field accountant, saying that they should be done tomorrow.
And that's in public, right?
Oh, yeah.
Public action, right? All right, well, why don't I put it after finance from 5:30 to 6, and then if we move our dinner break down, we move it down.
Comment?
Yes, certainly, Wendy.
Just because this is the first time we've ever had this auditor, I think that there's going to be probably a lot of questions for him, and I just wonder if... I'm definitely going to say that a half hour isn't long enough. I don't know what we mean when we say finance 4 to 6. What if we say finance 4 to 5, and or maybe we say audit 4 to 5 and finance 5 to 6? Maybe it makes more sense to talk about that after we hear from the auditor.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make audit 4 to 5. You know, these all change when we're actually living them. And I'll make finance after that. We probably should make it 5 to 7 or something like that and move dinner down. Is everyone in agreement on that? Or?
So you're gonna make audit 4 to 5?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good.
On which day?
Saturday. So I have another question if we're done with that part.
Go ahead.
Well, we had talked in our last coordinating committee meeting about electing the PNB reps to the committees, how that takes a long time, and we had suggested that we do that on Sunday. All I'm kind of trying to wonder here is this seems like prime time on Saturday early morning. Do we really want to do PNB reps to committees at that time?
Do you want to do the election of officers and PNB reps to committees on Sunday morning?
That was what we had said last time.
That's what we did last time.
Yeah, and that's what we had said at our last coordinating committee meeting. Now, I understand the item on Sunday morning, executive session, depending on what's needed. And we all know how the afternoon on Sunday goes, where everybody starts peeling out. So
why don't we move election of officers and election of PNB reps to committees to Sunday morning and have it be at 10:30?
Bonnie, this is Nia.
Uh-huh.
I think we could do what Jack did when he was chair pro tem. He made up the sheets, and he passed the sheets around in Newark, and people filled them in, because pretty much people probably know what committees they want to serve on. We could do that. And then it wasn't, by the time Sherry got elected, it was, what day was that?
Sunday.
Yeah, it was Sunday.
It was Sunday.
Yeah. So
that's fine. That's totally fine. Let me just make a note that I will have committee sheets for each signal area.
It gives people time to talk amongst themselves throughout that weekend and meet people running for chair and that.
It makes sense.
Do that creepy lobbying.
All right. So I have just moved those to Sunday. So does it still make sense to leave a 2-hour executive session early on Sunday morning and then go into public session around 10:30 and have the election of officers and the committees and public comment? Does that seem reasonable? It seems like it works to me.
Where do you have the executive session? I finally got this.
Early in the morning on Sunday. It seems to me from each board agenda that I've seen that there always ends up being something on Sunday morning that we need to do in executive session.
Yes.
So I think rather than have the public have to try to come really early on Sunday morning, let's leave a hole for executive session on Sunday morning and then have the election of officers and committees right after that. And then we can have a public comment in there, obviously, also. We need to do that.
Okay. We've also now created a space on Saturday morning.
Now we have a hole where we could probably better deal with this other stuff we were trying to jam into the late afternoon.
I still think we might need, due to recent events, we might actually need another executive session like, I mean, now we have this hole in the morning on Saturday, like you said.
Right. What I had done is put an executive session on Saturday evening.
Yeah.
For the legal update and then personnel issues. Which
okay.
Is,
you know, actually, let me just take that back because that makes total sense. I think at this building we can actually go later if we need to. I think I heard that.
Good.
I don't want to, but we could if we needed to.
Okay, so maybe we should, what do we want to put for the 2 hours at the beginning of Saturday morning? Do we want to move?
Affiliates report, archives report, GM's report?
Just move them up and then move audit and finance up a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so
the audience wants to hear audit and finance for sure.
Are we sure that I shouldn't? So audit and finance. Okay, so should we just move just everything up, push everything up, and have the affiliates and archives at the beginning of the day on Saturday?
Yeah.
And then have the GM report before lunch.
Before lunch, yeah.
And then have Saturday afternoon be audit and finance.
Yeah.
Does that sound rational?
Sounds rational to us.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so I'm moving that up. And I did 30 minutes of public comments Friday and Sunday and an hour on Saturday. Is that standard?
Right. That's good.
Okay, so I moved those up. I moved that up.
An hour all in a row on Saturday for public comment?
Pardon?
You said it's an hour all in a row for public comment.
I did. Should it be two separate sections?
No, I'm just going to tell you something that they do in L.A. that I don't know if this is a great idea or not, but they have, like, at their local board, I think they have a time where they have a certain amount of public comments in a row, I guess, like maybe a half hour, and then they like to let people comment on the things that the PNB is talking about. And I've never loved this idea because the board is not that efficient, but sometimes it works out fine. So I don't know. I think
I would break it up.
Well, should we have? I didn't think that it made sense to put public comment right at the beginning of the day.
No.
So I would have affiliates, archives, and GM's report, and then I guess we could put public comment following that.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
People are going to be interested in that GM's report.
All right. So, and then we'll have finance and audit in the afternoon. And does anyone have any other blocks of issues that we are forgetting to include on this, knowing full well that things don't even come up until on the spot?
Right.
If not, I will type this up and get it out to the places that it needs to go. Anybody got any further things they want to put in here?
I received a few letter emails demanding why we haven't posted this yet anywhere. So,
there is an announcement on Pacifica.org saying what the meeting is, but when the meeting is, but and where. But yeah, it doesn't have the agenda.
Well,
you know what?
We didn't finish the agenda till now, so I'm just
thinking,
that you might want to post it on KPFTX or Pacifica.org. Or both.
Okay, I have another thing.
So do I. I have a question.
Wendy?
I just noticed that people were talking on the Pacifica list about announcing this meeting on the radio, and that some kind of a thing that said, okay, well, here's what you could say. You know, the meeting starts at 12 noon on Friday, but if it's board orientation and legal briefing and stuff like that, do we really want to have them announce on the radio that the meeting starts at noon on Friday, or do we want to say it starts at 6 on Friday?
As
far as people coming.
I,
board training is, of course, I'd love for people to come. But.
I know. I did speak to Dan, and we should probably plan on having Casey's part of the board training first.
Yeah, we are.
That makes sense to me.
Because he now has something that he has to deal with up here in the morning.
Right. Oh. He's not sure he'll be there till.
So that should work fine because he anticipates being in L.A. and available by mid-afternoon.
Okay.
So I'm not quite sure. I guess I'm asking for advice from people that have done this more frequently than I. About
my advice, if you're making a radio announcement, you're inviting people to come to the meeting. Traditionally, the real meeting starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
That's what I would say on the cart, but I don't know if they've already done it, and it doesn't mean people can't come earlier, but the real actual meeting where you seat the new directors and all the way it starts after people get off work, not while they're in work.
Right. I mean, I would not think that if someone came and demanded to watch us be trained, which doesn't sound like an exceptionally interesting affair to me, but unless we do have to have an executive session portion of the orientation, then I guess if they came, we would let them, right? Or are we saying that it's closed from noon to 5?
Here's the thing. If we're talking about a legal briefing for the new directors with our attorney during some time in the afternoon, obviously that would have to be executive session.
All right.
So, really, like, let me just put it another way. The way it's always kind of been is that the business meeting starts at 6, even though it's not necessarily passing motions.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Sherry, do you know, did you send something out as a notice to the stations?
I sent out the thing that said that the Pacifica Board meeting begins at 12 noon on Friday. Somebody was supposed to make an ends at or about 3 on Sunday, and someone was supposed to make a card about that and distribute it.
Okay. You sent that to the national office?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Why don't we sort that out after the call so we don't take up everybody's time? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Other items?
Yeah. On this, on Friday, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., did you already discuss that block of time?
Not really. Go ahead.
It says here public session, and then the seating of board members, that only adds up to 15:45.
Oh, I didn't even add it when I flipped things around. Sorry.
Okay.
Let's see, we've got 60 minutes, 75, 105. All right, so really that public session may be shorter, unless you have another suggestion.
No.
Do you think that we should allow more time for the report from KPFK?
Yeah, it's never shorter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we call that report 90 minutes?
And then there's a reception at the radio station after that? Is that right?
Right.
Do we need to coordinate how people are getting there, or they're already going to handle that at KPFK? Has anybody talked about that?
Got me. Is that something that we need to do from this committee?
No.
I think that they're working on it already, but it wouldn't hurt to... I thought Grace might come on tonight. Have we also, you know, we haven't talked about food at this meeting.
Can we finish with that 6 to 9
Let's
block?
Finish with the agenda.
Okay,
and then,
all right.
So, seating in addition, that's going to...
Right. So that's...
You know what? I'm going to adjust these a little bit because they're not going to really happen this quickly. May I also ask an understanding of the motion that we passed about acknowledgments? Is that for every day of an in-person meeting, or is it just once at the beginning of a meeting?
I think once at the beginning.
Okay. 15
minutes left over.
140. I mean, we're a little short here. It's only about 2.5 hours on paper, but you know, we are talking about 9 o'clock at night and then going to the radio station. So does anybody object to me just having it be 6 to 8:30 and then having
no.
visit the KPFK to follow?
And it takes a long time to get people there, too, so yeah.
Nia, does that work okay for you?
Yes, please adjust it. That's why I pointed it out.
Okay.
First day, 9 o'clock.
I could adjust it to be shorter.
Yeah. That's midnight Eastern time for me, so.
Okay. Any other things about this agenda for the in-person?
We have a problem.
Yeah, Bonnie?
Yes. Sherry, you started first, and then I think that was Jamie.
Okay.
Yes, sorry.
We have a CPD problem with the composition of the board that we have to address.
This is Wendy. Have you guys asked for people to report their members and what their racial background is?
Not that I know of.
I think it would be a good idea...
That was what I said the last time, that we should come up with a form or something. We need something. I know there
well, now,
was...
We can just report the secretary. The secretaries can just ask their people, and they can send it.
Is that legal to do that?
If they want to give it.
How was it done in the past? I guess that person, that the sheet that I got at Newark from that Max Blanchett, I guess... That was just my observation?
Max does his own. That's one of his statistical things that he always keeps track of. I would love it if he would do it again, but I don't think it's that complicated. Each station reports, we ask the people to report their racial background, and they send it in.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to get the proper form for it.
Oh. It's not an agenda item for a meeting, I don't think.
What?
Who were your parents?
It's an agenda item if you're not in compliance with CPD, if you're a designated minority station.
I understand.
All right.
That's $200,000 we would lose?
No, yeah.
Today.
It's actually several million because of the fees that they pay for copyright use.
So what are you suggesting that we do, Sherry?
Well, I don't know. I just think we may be out of compliance. I'll send out a thing now.
It's something that needs to go to the whole board, doesn't it?
At each station? Yeah, all right, I'll send it to the board.
Okay, so no other agenda items. Can we close
see,
down?
Bonnie,
oh, okay.
I'm sorry,
Jamie. You would wanted to speak. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question. Now, how does Saturday afternoon look?
Saturday afternoon has now cleared other than GM report. Wait, no, other than audit and finance.
Okay. The thing is, I was hoping there would be some time at this meeting for board members to talk to each other about strategic planning issues. I know there's going to be a report from the GMs, which will give people an opportunity to respond. But personally, I think it would be valuable if we could have some time for a less formal conversation among board members, what people, what approaches people think should be taken.
All right. Are you suggesting, how would you suggest that that be on the agenda?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, it always strikes me, we've been having these phone meetings, and sometimes Mike Martin will say, he'll get up, you know, if something will happen, and be like, well, the problem of Pacifica is this. And I would always say, well, in the back of my head, I'd say, well, no, the problem with Pacifica is this. I would be interested to hear what the other directors think the problem with Pacifica is and what it is that we have to do. I mean, I would personally be interested in is a half an hour or 45 minutes of a non-Roberts Rules kind of a session where directors could point out, could explain what they think we need to deal with as far as strategic planning goes. You know, I believe we've had a hard time getting on the same page. I don't know that people really understand what other people think and where they're coming from. Most of our meetings, we spend time dealing in the form of motions and trying to push motions through or like that. And, you know, it's not, you don't learn that much about what the other people think. So I would like to see something like that. I don't know what other people think, but I think it might be valuable.
Can I speak?
Wendy.
You know, Jamie, I set up this board training with an actual board trainer in L.A., and here's what she said she could help us with. I'm not expecting miracles from this, but I just thought it would be helpful to read this. If we have two and a half hours, she could touch on the responsibilities of a board of directors, basics on oversight, a little on the difference between oversight, administration, operation, and micromanagement, perhaps something on negotiating expectations between the board and management / staff, and resource development, different types of resources, how to get them, etc. And then if there's time, maybe a little on guiding your group through a strategic planning process so you don't end up paying people like her thousands of dollars to do it for her. This wouldn't be going through the planning process, which could take months, but would give some basic tools that you could use to set up a process. So maybe that will actually help us a little bit. I don't know. I mean, what we're going to be doing at this meeting is kind of getting to know all the people on the board. And then, you know, it's going to be off to the races. And so I know what you mean. Well, you know, could we actually do that? I mean, it would be helpful just to kind of have a little bit of a back and forth on, you know, what do you expect from this year on the board? What do you expect from this year on the board? That kind of thing. But anyway, I don't know. All I'm trying to tell you is that there will be a little bit of a kind of that kind of thing in the Friday board training.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm feeling, you know, this is a meeting is a big deal. It's our first meeting of the year. In the past, as a more of a spectator than a participant of Pacifica board meetings, my thought is that, you know, there hasn't necessarily been enough bang for the buck as far as,
right,
you know, bringing everybody here and, you know, I don't know. I'm casting about for ways to have a more effective and get more progress by the board and, you know, really get us to move forward on dealing with the issues that, you know, we know that our foundation's in trouble in ways, and you know, spending as much time as possible moving forward on dealing with it. I'm not sure if that's the best way, but that's what struck me. There will be, this issue will certainly be raised in the GM's report. And I assume in the finance section, though that's kind of going to be a little vague. You know, I personally believe that a discussion by the board on the subject of strategic planning is an important thing.
Yeah. Bonnie, see us back, please.
Go ahead.
I agree with Jamie. And I would urge that it be incorporated in the training with the trainer facilitating a discussion about setting up a more formal strategic planning vehicle, whether that's another meeting or retreat or series of conference calls or whatever other vehicles that people can think of, and also an assessment of what I understand to be a previously formulated strategic plan and assessing what happened to that. I don't know how old it is. Can we still use it? Can it be updated? Does it have to be scrapped? I think that that is critical. I'm aghast that Pacifica doesn't have one. So I would join, I join Jamie in urging for such a discussion, and maybe that means expanding the amount of time that's already allocated. Maybe an hour and a half to legal and another 30 minutes to organization.
Well, if legal is going to take an hour and a half, then you've already got 3.5 hours aside from that for the orientation, which might allow us at least to begin to get into what you're talking about.
Bonnie, this is Nia.
Nia?
Friday, it says from noon to 5, right?
Right.
So is it Casey McFaul that Wendy's talking about? Is that the person you're talking about, Wendy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so that says 2 hours, so we have 3 hours. It's only 5 hours.
So
it's really 4, isn't it? Oh, maybe it is 5, yeah.
It says noon to 5, so there are 5 hours.
Wendy, do you think that it would... Oh, I'm sorry, Nia.
No, so that there are 5 hours that can be distributed. It doesn't have to be evenly distributed between legal and this person.
Nope. So, Wendy, were you envisioning, or Jamie, that this would be, what you're talking about, be facilitated by Casey McFaul, or would it be a separate section of our orientation day?
I think her facilitating it would be great. Understand, though, that we're going to have, you know, we have to really start at noon, and, you know, that doesn't usually happen. So I just don't, 5 hours sounds great. I agree that we could do something in that 5 hours. She said 2 to 2.5 for what she had already suggested. So, you know, we could throw in another, if we threw in another hour to do that, then it would be, 3.5. That would leave only an hour and a half for the rest, for the executive session legal. That might be okay. That might be good.
So I think we need, I'm sorry, this is Nia. I think for the legal, we need at least an hour and a half.
Yeah.
From being around here for a year on the PNB, I think we need at least an hour. I would say 2 hours, but if a person needs 3.5 hours. I could go with that. That would take anything less than an hour and a half for legal.
Okay, at this point, I'm going to schedule Dan for the last hour and a half. And the 3.5 hour block prior to that for Casey's orientation for board members and training, and perhaps we can speak with her, or it sounded like maybe you already have a little bit, about incorporating what Jamie's talking about into her 3.5 hours. And then, Jamie, I would hope that since you are talking about something fairly informal, maybe it will lead board members to sort of continue the kind of discussions you're talking about in a relatively informal manner when they're, you know, lunching, or when we're sleeping, or whatever there is left of our time.
I understand.
Because I'm sensing that you're not necessarily talking about a formal board exercise.
Yeah, I mean, I would like, I believe the first step towards developing a strategic plan is for people to talk about what needs to be in it, what we need to deal with. So, yeah, I was talking about something less formal. That's right. So, yeah, perhaps this thing Friday would be good.
Okay. Further on the agenda?
What is that noise?
If there's nothing further on the agenda, can we call it a wrap on this?
Wait. I don't know if this was on the agenda or not,
okay.
But it's part of the meeting. So what did we decide to do about food? I know that we've got a certain deal with the feminist majority building that didn't include eating food inside it. So,
I had a long conversation with Grace, and I think it's fair to say she was adamant about not having meals brought in.
Okay.
Honestly, this was before I somehow ended up doing this on the coordinating committee, and I felt that the better part of valor was to let it be. I think that it's problematic to do per diems because I think you'll have people wandering off and not coming back for meetings on time.
Yep.
We all got Grace's email, I think, about how we are unable to have meals in the feminist majority.
Oh.
They don't want anything in there except snacks.
Oh. Okay.
Because they're actually, if I understand this, I have not seen the building, but they are working in the building at the same time. So during the day, especially, they're asking for as much courtesy as the board and our guests and listeners can afford them, so in realizing that it is their workplace.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure what was worked out, although I know that they have a coffee set up there, so I think we're going to have to elect someone to go out and grab some coffee and the fixings for coffee so that we at least have coffee in the building, and we should probably bring in, some cases of water and soft drinks.
I'm sure the station can handle that if we ask them to.
Yeah.
What I'm kind of wondering then is, are the directors going to be just paying for their own food? There's not going to be somebody there, like, with some cash and says, here's your food allotment for the day, right? So we're going to just buy our own food and either pay for it ourselves or submit an expense reimbursement up to a certain amount. Is that what you're thinking?
Considering current circumstance, that's the only thing I can think of. Does anyone have a better idea?
I said this last time. I eat way too much food at these meetings at way too high a cost. So I kind of like this idea, except for the part about people wandering away. But the people wander away even when they're in the same hotel. You still can't make
it be worse.
Back. Unless you schedule important stuff right at that time, then they might come back.
Well, we have their cell phones, right?
Right.
Everyone has a cell phone in this day and age.
Right. Okay.
So, I mean, unless, other than Friday night, when I guess we can go to KPFK, and they may be having a reception there, I think we're really going to have to be on the sort of plan that you're talking about.
Okay. I think it's fine. I think we can do it. If somebody really needs to have the cash up front, then one of us can loan it to them.
We'll just tell them that you'll loan it to them, Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy will loan it to them. That's
right. That'll.
It's very kind of you.
And make sure that's in the minutes.
Yeah, and always vote the way I want you to.
Okay. I have a question. I don't know if anybody knows. It's probably only Grace knows. But like at the end of the night, is somebody going to take us home to our, like, designated house?
Yes.
There's some, there's, she's got drivers and people all lined up or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What else, guys?
Adjourn.
I think we're okay, yeah.
All right, I'll put out, I'll go through this agenda and put out another copy. And I will
could you post it?
Talk to Sherry, and we will get this to the appropriate places to post it.
Okay.
And we're going to find out what the, I guess you've already sent out the notice to the board that we need demographic composition of the delegates.
I did, yeah.
You know what you could add to that?
It's gone.
I know, but can you also ask people to send in their phone numbers and their email addresses?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, good night. I move to adjourn.
Second.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.